History Pod Podcast, Episode 5. Hello and welcome to the History Pod Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Joyce, and on this episode of the History Pod, we're going to be discussing London Bridge, probably one of the most historically fascinating bridges in the world. London Bridge has an incredible history. You probably heard the nursery rhyme, "London Bridge is falling down." Yes, it did, and quite a few times, and in some really interesting and historically important ways. So we're going to go through the history of London Bridge and take a look at why this bridge that's fairly normal today has such a rich and interesting history. The name London Bridge refers to a number of bridges that have existed over the past two millennia, all of them bridging the River Thames in roughly the same location. The first of these bridges was built in the mid to late 1st century CE by the Romans, who ruled over London and much of southern Great Britain at the time. The Romans built the first London Bridge out of wood, and as a result it quickly fell into disrepair during a period of sparse maintenance following the end of Roman rule in Great Britain. However, the bridge appears to have been at least shakily maintained for the next several centuries because it was in good enough shape to have been dramatically destroyed by King Olaf II, better known as Saint Olaf of Norway, in 1014 CE. King Olaf was laying siege to London and recognized the London Bridge as a crucial link between the city's Danish defenders. By destroying the bridge, Olaf was able to divide the Danish forces, contributing greatly to a successful capture of London. Soon after its destruction by Olaf, the bridge was rebuilt, again using wood, only to be destroyed in 1091 by a tornado. The persistent Londoners rebuilt the bridge yet another time, but continued to use wood as their primary construction material. The wooden construction caused the bridge to burn easily in an 1136 CE fire, once again destroying it. While the exact origins are unknown, it is believed that the nursery rhyme "London Bridge is Falling Down," as we know it today, arose around this period of time, as it makes reference to the numerous destructions of London Bridge that occurred in the years previous. It is believed that the original inspiration for the nursery rhyme may have been King Olaf's destruction of the bridge, and that it gradually changed over the years as the bridge continued to fall down. Finally, after the third destruction, architect Peter de Kolchurch stepped up to the plate and lobbied for his stone bridge to be built in the location where so many timber bridges had been destroyed. Kolchurch's plan was accepted, and construction began in 1176. So massive was the project that it took over 3 decades to complete, with construction finally ending in 1209, 4 years after the death of Kolchurch. The construction period was also long enough to see 2 changes of monarch in England, making King John ruler when the bridge was completed. King John had plans of his own for London Bridge, and decided that it would be beneficial to build shops and residences on the bridge itself. Soon after, buildings began to arise on the bridge, culminating in the establishment of St. Thomas Chapel in the center of the River Thames. While quite an impressive sight, the construction of buildings on London Bridge caused a great deal of logistical problems. Buildings occupied a large portion of the bridge's width on either side, leaving a road in the middle that was only about 12 feet wide. Traffic could easily congest across the bridge, and Londoners often found it quicker to take a boat than to use London Bridge. To make matters worse, the tight conditions and heavy strain put on the bridge by the buildings caused numerous problems over the years, including several devastating fires. It was mainly due to these factors that the bridge-top buildings were removed starting in 1758. Even with the stress of the buildings removed, this incarnation of the bridge deteriorated greatly, resulting in an effort to replace it in 1799. A competition was held to find a design for the new bridge, and the winner was John Rennie, a Scottish engineer who proposed a 5-archway bridge that was built for around £2 million and finally completed in 1831. This design served the city well until traffic congestion made it necessary for the bridge to be widened, a project that was undertaken in 1902. However, widening the bridge added a great deal of additional strain on the bridge's supports, which began to slowly sink into the river over the next few decades at the rate of about 1 inch every 8 years. As a result, it was decided that a new bridge would need to be built, and British councilmember Ivan Lucan had the unconventional idea that they might put the old London Bridge up for auction on the open market. This plan was carried out, and in 1968, the bridge was sold to highest bidder Robert P. McCulloch for just under $2.5 million. McCulloch had the bridge relocated, stone by stone, to the resort community that he was building in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, where it was reassembled across an artificial canal. It seems that this arrangement proved to be very beneficial to both sides, as the Lake Havasu City London Bridge is now one of Arizona's biggest draws for tourists. The version of London Bridge that crosses the Thames today was completed in 1972 in the same location as its predecessor, and in light of the extensive troubles that have plagued previous London bridges, this incarnation was designed to be durable and functional with significantly less decoration and embellishment. And that'll do it for this episode of the History Pod podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can visit the History Pod online at historypod.everythingdigital.org. You can email me at alan@everythingdigital.org. And you can subscribe to the History Pod podcast if you haven't already. There are links to both the RSS feed and the iTunes link for the History Pod at historypod.everythingdigital.org. So I do encourage you to check out the website if you haven't already. Other than that, thanks for listening and stay subscribed.